From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Police in the Afghan capital of Kabul say three family members have been killed in a rocket attack. The rocket struck a home in western Kabul. Two other family members were injured. Meanwhile, Afghan election officials have thrown out votes from 447 polling stations because of fraud allegations. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Kabul.
Disqualifying results from less than 500 polling stations across the country is unlikely to appease angry candidates and voters who allege mass voting fraud, especially when comparing the number of disqualified stations to the nearly 19,000 polling stations whose votes the commissioners have declared valid. The latest results, representing ballots from 74% of polling stations, have Karzai inching ahead with 48.6% of the vote. His top rival, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, has 30.7% of the votes. Karzai doesn't have enough votes to be declared the winner outright, and the race appears to be headed for a runoff next month. But a runoff cannot be scheduled until all ongoing fraud investigations are completed. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
The dispute over the release of the only man ever convicted for the Lockerbie bombing is still making waves in Britain. The bomber was released from a Scottish prison after doctors said he only had 3 months to live due to terminal cancer. It's now being reported there was a direct Libyan link to three of those doctors. Larry Miller has more from London.
Three doctors who were asked to predict the life expectancy of the Lockerbie bomber were paid by the Libyan government, according to a report in London's Sunday Telegraph newspaper. Scottish prisoners can be freed on compassionate grounds if they're expected to die within 3 months. One of the doctors, Carol Sikora, told the paper he initially believed Abdulbasid Ali al-Megrahi had 18 months to live, though he revised that to 3 months. He admits he was encouraged to do so by the Libyans, but insists his prognosis was based on the medical evidence. Sikora says a Libyan doctor also predicted 3 months. The third doctor would only say Megrahi had a short time to live. The Scottish executive denies the advice contributed to the bomber's release. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown now says he will support private efforts to seek compensation claims against Libya by families of Irish Republican Army victims killed by Libyan-supplied explosives. Brown was forced to clarify his government's position after documents made public Sunday showed that Britain did not demand compensation because Britain did not want to jeopardize its dealings with the Libyan government. Brown says his government was motivated by the need to cooperate in fighting terror. Asian stocks are following Friday's gains on Wall Street. Benchmarks in Japan, Hong Kong, and China have added more than 1% to Monday trading. This is NPR News. President Obama will be addressing members of organized labor this Labor Day. He'll be traveling to Ohio to speak with AFL-CIO members who will be gathering in Cincinnati for their annual Labor Day picnic. Mr. Obama is expected to talk about his plans to overhaul the nation's health care system. He's also to announce his choice of Ron Blum as senior counselor for manufacturing policy. Back from retirement, Belgian Kim Clijsters upset the eldest Williams sister to advance at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. Tandalea Wilder reports from New York.
Clijsters ousted number 3 seed Venus Williams 6-0-0-6-6-4 to continue her comeback from 2.5 years away from the game. The 26-year-old quit the tour to marry and start a family. In the first set, Clijsters, the 2005 Open champion, looked as if she had never left, winning every game comfortably. But nerves got the best of her in the second set, and she put up the exact opposite results. With the crowd's support, she eventually edged out the elder Williams sister in the final set. Williams made a valiant effort, but was not at full strength, her left knee wrapped for support against tendonitis. Only two mothers have won a Grand Slam singles title. The last was Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley at Wimbledon in 1980. For NPR News, I'm Tandalea Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
Firefighters in California are making gains on the huge wildfire burning north of Los Angeles. Officials say it is now more than halfway contained, but the crews are still trying to keep the fire's eastern flank from crossing a rural highway in the San Gabriel Wilderness. The blaze has killed 2 firefighters and burned at least 76 homes. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.